delighted to receive an All-Star. It's not something that was on the radar at the start of the year. It was all about getting our hands in the trench cup and making up for the loss last year. But as you say, the All-Star is a lovely bonus to get. And as you say, it's nice to have St. Michael's was represented on the list again. If I achieve as half as much as Colin McCrusty did, it'll be good going.
A couple of you have been a few years in college now, and you've been pressing hard trying to get silverware, and thankfully it came to fruition this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a great year of college football for LIT, getting over the line in the league, and that gave us the confidence to go on and win the championship. When we started off, hopes probably weren't that high, as we'd lost a lot of players from last year, and the squad probably wasn't as strong on paper as last year's team. But credit to everyone involved, they put the shoulder to the wheel and really trained hard and believed in the way the management wanted us to play, and it was great to finally win the trench again after 14, 15 years of no joy for the college.
It was back-to-back games in back-to-back days and extra time to boot in the semi-final as well. How did you find that extra drive to kick on and actually win the final? Because you had a very, very tough match on the Friday, and to go and try and do it all again on the Saturday, it must have been very, very hard for yourselves.
Yeah, it was a tough weekend with two very tough games and extra time, as you say, but it also made for a very enjoyable weekend. I suppose starting with Friday against GMIT, we played very poorly and were lucky to bring it to extra time and then eventually won. After that, it was all about getting recovery right, getting to the pool and getting our body right to go again the next day against Dundalk. In fairness to the lads, a few were carrying knocks and a few boys came in from the bench against GMIT and actually started and put in a big shift for us in the final. But it's been very characteristic of this team all year. We've come from behind in a lot of our games, and I think that really stood to us in the final. The chips were down, but we managed to tag on a few points and it got us over in the line.
The last couple of weeks, maybe it's been about the club focus, and Niamh Mihal have been going pretty well so far. Two out of three ain't bad. Three games so far, and you've come away with points in two of those.
Yeah, I mean, football these days is nearly all year round between county, club and college. But from a Donegal point of view, it was nice to get promotion back to Division 1 and one in Croke Park. But the focus now is on clubs for the month of April. We've a new manager down the bridge and we've not started too badly. Obviously disappointed to lose out yesterday, but we're just trying to get as many points on the board as early as we can.
Your fellow Niamh Mihal duo of Martin McElhinney and Mark Anthony McGinley have departed from the Donegal setup, and there's been a couple other departures as well. But the guys that are there, you're really going to make a strong tilt of it ahead of the summer now, and you really want to do well, I'm sure, in the championship as well. And onwards and upwards, disappointing that players won't be available for a variety of reasons. But you deal with the card that you have, and hopefully it's going to be a long summer ahead.
Yeah, I suppose we've done a goal. So I've been building in last year with a young team. We're still learning all the time. But as you say, we're really looking forward to the championship, and hopefully it's a long summer ahead.
Just going back to Letterkenny IT for a second, and I suppose a lot of you, obviously, from Donegal clubs as well, and it's good for pushing on the county that Letterkenny IT have won a title at national level. Okay, there's players from other counties involved as well, but it's good for the county as a whole that success is going to help across the board as well.
Yeah, it beds well for Donegal football that the team was predominantly Donegal lads, and was great for the players to learn from someone like Michael Murphy, and hopefully that will encourage more people to attend the college when they see that we can compete and win at that level.
And having someone like Michael Murphy involved as a manager, you know, very close in age, great to have him on board for Letterkenny IT as a manager over the last couple of years. And I suppose it's strange, I suppose, on one hand for yourself having him as a manager, and then in the Donegal camp getting to play alongside him and him as a teammate in the dressing room as well. But he's a great individual to be around.
Yeah, as I said before, it was unbelievable for players in college football to get the chance to play for and learn from someone like Michael and the people he had helping him. With the way they want us to play, it's very much on the front foot, open football, which is different to what a lot of players are used to these days with defensive systems and all that, but give us the opportunity to express ourselves and play enjoyable football. It was great to be part of that group with Michael leading it.
And for the rest of the year, what are your hopes now? As they say, too small at the hybrid, good starts, half the battle. You've had a pretty good start to the year for both college and county. The next while, I'm sure you'll hope that you might add some club titles into the mix as well as everything else there.
It's been a decent start so far in 2019, but the focus really is just on keeping the head down now and working hard over the coming weeks and months. And hopefully, as you say, the success will follow.